Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
Sister Lachelle Anderson, and I want to welcome you today to Street Love Begins With You. And I'm just so grateful you took the time on this Monday to join me, and I'm just excited about what the Lord has for you. Glory to God. I'm so honored to be with you and impart what the Lord has for you today. Father, we give you this day, this 15-minute power message over to you. We shake off any negativity and any Monday blues trying to come on us. We ask that you open up our hearts and minds to receive from you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. The title of today's message is Your Father's Soul. We just celebrated the birth of Jesus, and I was thinking about Jesus's journey. And while I was doing so, the Holy Spirit led me to share this message with you. So at the age of 12, Jesus was found in the temple after his parents couldn't locate him. So they had been searching for him for like 3 days, and when they finally caught up to him, they said the following. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, Why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing, anxiously. Verse 49, we're in Luke chapter 2, and I'm reading verses 48 now, and 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Don't you know that I must be about my father's business? And that's it. That's all he said. His parents were in fear for 2 to 3 days, and all he said is, you're my parents. You know who I am. You know the assignment I have. I gotta be about my father's business. Wow. Later on in his life, he's in the synagogue temple again, and he's reading a prophecy found in the book of Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. But the story is being told in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Jesus is speaking. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue temple were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Verse 22, and all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? I mean, he just went from blasting his parents, basically saying, don't you know I got to be about my father's business? And here, I just picture him talking to them and giving them a mic and just like, bam, I'm here in front of you to fulfill my father's business. What you just saw is, what you just read, I'm here. I'm fulfilling it. I'm fulfilling my father's business. So he just risked humiliation, but he didn't care. He was not concerned about what others thought of him. Glory to God. Now, at the end of his journey, Jesus is on the cross, and we read in John 19:30, it says, Jesus is on the cross, and he just says, it is finished. It is finished. Well, what's finished? He had finished addressing all of the sins we could deal with on that cross. Persecution, oppression, depression, everything that he read in Luke, binding up the brokenhearted, preaching to the meek, proclaiming liberty to the captives, healing those who are blind, healing all who are sick of diseases. It's finished. Glory to God. The consistent theme of what I just said in all three areas of his journey is that Jesus spent his time in the temple, and he knew his assignment was to be about his father's business, and his life was spent addressing this assignment, the father's business. Let's go ahead and address that. The answer is, the Father's business is your God assignment while you are here. Go ahead and say that with me. The Father's business is my God assignment while I am here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, I know I'm rattling some cages now, and you're thinking, well, I've been trying to figure out that all my life, Sister Shelley. If I go and try to find my assignment now, I might have to start all over. I can't do that. I've made too many wrong decisions. I got this addiction. I've got this situation going on. I got too many bills. I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm too old. I married the wrong person. I'm not married at all. Always an excuse, a reason, a hesitation, Some people call it procrastination, to find out your God assignment. But while you're here, you are to be fulfilling your God assignment. Glory to God. Now, how can you be about your Father's business and get your God assignment? Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Matthew 6:23. Bam. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. How do I do that? Seeking the kingdom is seeking his way of doing things consistently. Going to church, reading the word or the Bible, listening regularly to the word as you're doing right now, and then acting on what you learned, read, and heard, and doing this first as a priority. Glory to God. Now, let me share my testimony with you. In 2013, I was unemployed with no source of income and limited savings. I graduated from Bible school a couple of years prior in 2009. So this time of being unemployed with no place actually to have to go to was my time to do Matthew 6:33 and seek him to find out my assignment, my next steps. During this time, he assigned me to start preaching voluntarily and not be concerned about being paid, get more experience under my own ministry. And he also advised me to start my own ministry, and that was First Fruits Living Ministries. Praise the Lord. So during my journey to be about my Father's business, I experienced the fear that Mary and Joseph felt. I experienced the humiliation, the persecution, just as Jesus did, and just as he says we are going to experience. But in doing so, I kept being about my Father's business despite the naysayers. And guess what? That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get before God and find out what your assignment is so you can be about your Father's business. Glory to God. The Bible says that he is the author and finisher of our faith. And we read the scripture that said that he was the author, right? That he was the finisher. He said at the end of his life in chapter 19 and 30, it says he says it is finished. And we talked about what he finished. But he's the author as well, which means he has already written your story. But you have to go to God to find out what your story is because he created you. You go back to your father to find out, hey, am I supposed to start that business I've always had in my heart? Am I supposed to go to school because I've always had this desire? Am I supposed to get married? What am I supposed to be doing? He will tell you when you get before him. So in conclusion, it's usually in your alone time with God, your alone walk with God, and your alone consistency and focus on God that will blossom your God assignment. When you go before the Lord, you want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So get used to doing things alone and not being concerned about what others think. Being concerned about what others think will hinder your assignment. God will not give you an assignment you're not prepared to handle. He will give it to you at the level you're at, but he's expecting that you're going to keep seeking him so that you can get the rest of the story, get the next step, get the rest of the assignment. Glory to God. Remember, you will be by yourself when God judges you, and you don't want him to say, well, according to my records, you were busy watching TV, partying, having fun, so you didn't have time to be about his business. You don't want to hear that. Glory to God. The Street Love Action takeaway for this week is to seek him first consistently with focus, and don't give God a timeline of when to give it to you by, but give him your undivided attention, and you'll be on your way to being about your Father's business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ends this week's message. Now, I can't end without giving you an invitation to receive Jesus. 10 and 9, Now, if you don't know Jesus and you would like to and you want to find out your assignment, you can't do that if you don't know Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if you'll repeat after me, we can do that right now. Confession is made with your mouth. You have to speak it. And then the heart is referring to your spiritual heart. So just repeat after me. Father, I open up my heart to receive your son, Jesus. I believe he died, was buried, rose again, and is now seated in heaven, and he's my mediator in every area of my life. I thank you for it, Father God, for covering me from all sin by his blood. I receive him as my Savior, and I thank you that I am now saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thank you all for your time today. I do have a few announcements. I'll make it very quick. Glory to God. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please mark your calendars and tune in accordingly. You can listen to me on blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can contact me or donate at freeluncheandprayer.org. My ministry assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to share God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. And you can go to my website and view it. It is at freelunchandprayer.org. Hallelujah. Let's close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, you're so faithful to always provide us with a word in due season that is just for your listeners. We thank you for this time together. We pray that they'll all become doers of your word and be about your business. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And remember, family, street love begins with you. Hallelujah. I love you. Have a blessed week.